Welcome to the Midlife Shit Show, real talk about real shit.
At 58, Halle Berry, Oscar winner, icon, and the world's sexiest woman according to all the magazines of the 90s and early aughts, took the steps at Capitol Hill to advocate for the passing of the Advancing Menopause and Midlife Women's Health Act. Yes, she is 58 and still hot as Halle. In this episode, we'll be breaking down the press conference, sharing some info, and making a couple of big announcements. Welcome to the Midlife Shit Show. I'm your host, Laura DePaula, and your co-host is Karin Sheets. Hi there, Karin.
Hey. Hot as Halle. I see what you did there. It's good to be back. And I mean, wait a way to come back. Halle Berry really did say the things. Hotness and hot flash puns aside, that speech was something. Here's a clip.
You know, we think that this is something that affects just old women. We've been, you know, society has told us when we get to be old, we should just sort of putter away. We should fall off into obscurity and that our issues don't matter. Well, that's just not true. I am going to be 58 years old this year, and I have never felt better. I have never felt more ready for this world. I am wiser. I'm in the process of raising children. I started late. I'm raising children, and I'm more accomplished than I've ever been. I've risen to the top of my chosen industry. It's not time for me to go out to pasture and lay down and die. That which our society would tell me it's time for me to do.
Yeah, and when she said that she'd never felt better, wiser, or more accomplished than she does right now at 58 years old, I was like, oh, yeah, well, you are Halle.
Right? I know, she looks so great up there.
Right, and she's just flawless. And yes, I do get a little bit of shade thrown at her because she is flawless. But you know what? When she hit us with the "I'm not ready to be put out to pasture to lay down and die" part, I may have actually screamed, "Hell yeah, Halle!" and thrust my fist into the air. And I tell you, there was this guy in the car next to me at the stop sign. I know he thought I was crazy. He was definitely questioning my sanity.
Wouldn't be the first time, probably.
Sorry, right? Probably won't be the last. But hey, sorry, Rando Randy. I just feel a midlife bit of mojo coming on and you're going to have to deal with it.
Yeah. Yeah. No, I love how she spoke about all the women facing this. I mean, we're not alone. We are not alone. Yesterday, I was having my nails done and the nail tech told me she was 47. And in her culture, that was past usefulness. And she was trying to figure out how to reinvent herself, what her next act was. She said she'd owned a business and felt she had all this knowledge, but she no longer mattered. And I love that she wasn't settling for what society told her. I mean, we're not alone.
And that it crosses like the cultural barriers. That's one of the things that just really resonates with me. I was actually talking to an Italian woman and she said the same thing. You know, all I'm good for now is cooking. And we know that's not true. You know, when Halle talked about the impact of the changes of estrogen levels on the brain, I was all in. So it's not just the cultural thing. It's those hormonal changes that are going on that make such a difference in our lives. Did you know that women are actually twice as likely to be diagnosed with early onset dementia and Alzheimer's disease? Did you know that Alzheimer's is actually the most common type of dementia?
And so many people think it's just about what happens, you know, below our belly button, and that's where our issues are. That's not true. One of the most impactful issues that we're facing when we get to midlife is our brain health. Because estrogen, we have estrogen receptors in every cell in our body, every organ in our body. And when we get to midlife and our estrogen levels start to drop, it affects every part of our body, not just our lady parts.
Yeah, no, I had no idea. I had no idea about that. I mean, because what picture comes up when you think of Alzheimer's?
A dude.
Yep. Same. I think that in just talking about that little bit about estrogen, Halle may have started a movement of women getting out there and figuring some of this shit out. If women are nearly twice as likely to be diagnosed with Alzheimer's, we need to be talking more about this and figuring out how to protect our brains and taking care of ourselves in the way that we should.
And you know, that doesn't make us high maintenance. I don't feel it does at all. I think, and this is healthcare 101. It's just that nobody ever told us about it. Hey, did you know that there's actually another shitty little thing that we lady folk are better at than the gentlemen?
No, but I'm pretty sure you're going to tell me.
Oh, why? Because I'm the know-it-all, right?
I didn't say that.
Well, get this. So we actually buy the farm after a heart attack more often than they do.
Ugh, buy the farm. I mean, now all I can hear is the Green Acres intro, like da 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 da
da da da da da da da. Yeah, no, but I get you there. But, you know, Zsa-Zsa Gabor aside, stats don't lie. You know, 11.3% of women die within 30 days of a heart attack compared to 3% of men.
That is nuts.
It's crazy. And, you know, in fact, actually one out of every three deaths in women is caused by a cardiovascular or heart problem.
Really?
Yeah, I mean, that's no fun. I mean, you hear about cancers, but all cancers combined kill fewer women than heart disease does.
Wow, I had no idea. I mean, you really do only hear mostly about cancer.
Right? And you know, and I don't diminish any cancer, but what cancer do you hear about most? You know, it's boobie cancer because boobies are fun. You know, it's all of these things that we just get so programmed to ignore. You know, it's like the after school special says, you know, the more you know. Protect your heart and your brain are musts in midlife for sure. So let's get back to Barry, okay?
Miss Barry.
Ms. Barry, yes, the divine Ms. Barry. When she said she told her doctor, I can't even get the words out, Karen, because I'm still so shook by this. She actually said that her doctor told her, okay, wait for this one. You don't look like you're in menopause.
What?
I was like, right? I was like, sir, excuse me? What does menopause look like?
I said, I'm in menopause! Okay? And that's why I'm having this issue. And he said, oh my God, I could never say that to you. Look at you. You don't look like you're in menopause. I could never say that. And if I said that to all of my female clients, they'd punch me.
I mean, maybe he deserved to be punched. I mean, what does that even mean? Like, if you're in menopause, what? You have to have a certain look? You're baggy or saggy or I don't even know. But my crazy look in the car moment might have been when she said that making movies had been fun, but she craved a new career.
Can you imagine? I mean, she's Halle freaking Berry and she wants a new career.
Yeah, she's pretty amazing. Actually, my fist in the air moment was more of a hell's yeah thing. It really hit home that longing to leave something of meaning behind that says, I was here. I'm feeling like there's a lot of women out there that have worked their way up to the top of their fields like she did, but are now seeing things through the lens of midlife and thinking, hey, I want more.
Like more than winning an Oscar and being exceptionally hot? Right.
Okay, I would be okay with that being my next act.
Yeah, I totally get it. But guess what? I've got receipts to prove that there are a lot of ladies of the 80s out there feeling this way. Truth be told, I actually did some market research on it.
Oh, you mean your rant you posted on Facebook?
Well, clearly. Just ask any of my relatives over 70. They'll tell you Facebook equals facts. All right. So let's call this thing actually... we'll call it the straw-haired poll in honor of the fact that my hair feels like straw since the early days of menopause. We're keeping on theme here. Seriously, though, I was blown away by the response from that post. So many really accomplished women that I admire so much in my life. I mean, epic homemakers and moms that created these family lives that I always wanted to emulate. Authors, actors, CEOs, entrepreneurs. I mean, the OG original gangsta social media mavens.
Social media maven. What? Let's just go straight to guru.
Oh, sweet cheeses. We did that, didn't we? The point is, the women in that post, the women who put themselves out there so rawly to respond to something that resonated so deeply are amazing. And every single one of them was feeling the same sorts of things that Halle talked about. They want more meaning. They're trying to figure out what that next thing is. They're struggling with a refusal to conform and go quietly out to pasture. I mean, honestly, it blew me away.
Yeah. I mean, when I first heard about her press conference, no lie, all I saw on social media was about her yelling, menopause, looking half crazy. And I was like, oh shit, now what? And then I found the whole clip and was actually pretty pissed that it was portrayed in that way, because I mean, of course it was.
Dear listeners, now comes the part of the show where we say we did it first. Woohoo! We've actively been talking about this stuff since the launch of the show on our website a couple of years ago, but we certainly don't own the narrative here. These topics, this stage of our lives, we all own it. It's our journey, and we get to be the boss of that, at least, right?
Absolutely. I mean, that's totally why we started this thing. You were working in functional medicine in a practice that focused on hormone health. I was exploring homeopathy for my own health. We were both hitting that perimenopausal wall, and nobody we knew seemed to know much about it.
Yep, that was the start of it all. That was the original shit, and there's enough of it to make a show. Okay, then like the second slap comes when menopause in her full glory hits, right?
We didn't even know.
We didn't even know. We complained about perimenopause. I'll take it back. I promise. I mean, I'm so glad actually that you and I spent time outside of our website and this podcast talking about this and really getting to know things. That nutrition program that we worked on in the early days for women in menopause, I got to tell you, it's actually got me really further down the road. I think it stopped me sweating through entire mattress, a bed frame, and maybe even the second floor of my house.
Well, I mean, it is really crazy what a difference food can make in this game. We'll drop a link in the show notes to that resource for our listeners. Check it out and let us know what you think.
Yeah, preach. Nutrition plays a huge role. So does supplementation. And of course, if you're a candidate, talking to your healthcare provider about hormone replacement therapies. But I was in North Carolina the other day. I was moving kiddo number 3 out of the dorm for summer. I mean, the kid is living my best life down at the beach in North Carolina. But it was actually so hot down there, I pretty much stuck my face into an entire vat of ice cream to escape the heat.
Nice.
Wrong answer, right? Because we know sugar and dairy before bed, that's a one-way trip to night sweats, the crappiest club on the south side of my bed. What other sorts of revelations have you had when you talk to other women going through this change of life thing? Ugh.
I feel like I've just discovered what mindfulness really means. And also, I feel like I'm the last one to the party, but it works.
Yeah, you know, mindfulness really does work in this stage in our lives. When we kind of get into a place where we're managing our hormones with some of that mindfulness stuff, I know this because I help people do it, but I have a confession to make.
Do tell.
Even though I know how impactful mindfulness can be, I really suck at it. I've read all the studies even.
Nerd.
You know it. Proud of it. Heck, I'm even a clinically certified heart math practitioner, which I know you have no idea what that means. But it's actually a really great mindfulness tool that proves the science behind what happens to the body when you're practicing mindfulness. It shows the changes in your heart rate variability, which can actually impact your hormones. But even knowing that stuff, even being the nerd that I am, I still cannot get into a regular practice of meditation, and don't get me started on journaling. I mean, journaling feels like a writing assignment, or worse, it's like I'm writing my memoirs. You know, they're going to be found posthumously in some dusty bin in the attic, and people will be praising me for my insightful genius. It's a lot of pressure. Don't laugh at me. It's a lot of pressure after a full work day, coming home to feed the humans and the dogs, then watering the green things. I just don't have enough brain power to write my memoirs.
Okay, folks, that right there is what we call an epic transition. Inspired in part by Lara's fails, she and I actually published our first mindfulness tool, and it's a journal, no less.
Woohoo! If you can't beat them, join them. Yep, courtesy of my own ineptitude, I give you, drumroll please, the ultimate unjournal, a pick your own adventure for people who suck at journaling.
Well, I mean, that's me. That's totally me. So, and you know, really, who knew us going to coaching school and becoming members of the ICF would have led to publishing journals?
Yeah, I kind of strong-armed you into that coaching thing, and you know what? You're really good at it. I didn't want to be in class all by myself, kids, so that's why I wrangled her into doing it. And speaking of class, remember these for the quiz next week. Karin and I became graduates of the Life Purpose Institute and are members of the ICF. The ICF is the International Coaching Federation. Bonus points if you can remember, A, International Coaching Week is actually a thing. B, it's May 13th through 19th in 2024. And C, we aren't actually life coaches, despite what I just said. We are Next Act Architects.
Quiz. What quiz? Nobody told me there was going to be a quiz.
I just did. You don't, oh God, you don't have to take it though. Quit whining. Simmer down, sugar pea. The quiz is only for our members.
Wait, we have members now? Woman, what are you doing?
I'm stealing. I'm taking inspiration from Hallie's playbook and officially announcing our new business that focuses on women in midlife.
Well, first of all, it's not new, but we've just kind of been on hiatus because, you know, well, life can be a shit show after all.
Fact schmacks. I'm hustling for the SEO here.
I don't think that means what you think it does.
Whatever. What I'm trying to say is that along with the fancy new journal now available on Amazon, which we'll get into deeper in another episode, we now have a community. It's packed with resources, inspo, and more to go along with the best midlife podcast there is out there.
So we're going to join Jill over at She's Got Issues.
Okay. There are some other epic midlife podcasts out there besides ours.
Yes, indeed. There are. But you were saying?
Oh, yes. Yeah, back to me, right? I was saying that we've been hard at work building new things that speak to our experience in midlife and also gathering up a community to connect us together as we all go through this shit show. It may not have been directly inspired by what Hallie had to say on Capitol Hill, but we definitely get her.
Except for the whole Oscar thing, right?
Yeah, well, clearly.
And now that we're back on the same page as your hosts, it's time for the Good Earth stuff. Check out the links on our show notes. You'll find Hallie's full speech, sources for information shared in this episode, where to find the Ultimate Unjournal, and more.
Oh, and if you join the community via our free or paid membership, those quiz questions, remember them. They could be your ticket to a free copy of the journal, a gratis coaching session with either Karen or myself, or we could probably tag team it. Are you up for a tag team?
Absolutely.
Well, and we also have midlife merch. Did we bring that up? We have midlife shit show merch, and that's up for grabs as well.
This episode was produced by myself, Laura DePaula, and Hormone Fluctuations. True. Totally true.
Absolutely.
Look for new episodes. Look for new episodes coming soon featuring inspiring stories, expert input, awesome resources, and of course our witty banter and sparkling personalities. If you'd like if you'd like to learn more about our coaching practice, visit nextactarchitect.com. We welcome your input and ideas. Feel free to reach out anytime at our website, themidlifeshitshow.com. We found statistical information in this episode on the Alzheimer's Association and National Heart Association websites.